بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. This period which we are passing through, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام، يعني أيام العشر. These are the days which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored, elevated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good deeds on no other days are more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than on these days. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. He said, increase in these days the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of La ilaha illallah, the zikr of Allahu Akbar, and tahmid, the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly, when it comes to these 10 days, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, which is mentioned, he used to say, بِكُلِّ يَوْمْ أَلْفِ يَوْمْ. Each of these days is equivalent to 1,000 days. وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَةً. And the day of Arafah, that is the 9th of Zulhijjah, بِعَشَّرَةِ آلَافِ أَيَّامِ. He used to say that that is equivalent to 10,000 days. When it comes to the day of Arafah, there are many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the virtue of the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُ عَرَفَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعَثًا مِّن كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي. That when the Hujjaj gather on the plains of Arafah, we find that Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, fundamentally there are two essential components of Hajj, without which there is no Hajj. The most important rukn and component of Hajj is the wukuf of Arafah on the 9th of Zulhijjah, and the second being what we call tawaf-e ziyarat. So this hadith, Allah Ta'ala descends, a dissension in keeping with his greatness. And looking at the gathering of Arafah, Allah says, look at my slaves, addresses his angels, look at my slaves, they have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled, their body is full of dust. They desire my mercy and they fear my azab. Allah addresses the gathering of Arafah, if your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, or your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans, or your sin be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen, I have forgiven all your sins. Afidhu, return in such a condition. Maghfuran lakum, not only are you forgiven, those on whose behalf you seek forgiveness, they also are forgiven. Other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا رُيَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَوْمًا هُوَ فِيهِ أَصْغَرْ وَلَا أَدْحَرْ وَلَا أَحْقَرْ وَلَا أَغْيَرْ مِنْهُ فِي يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. Shaitan on no other day is more belittled, more disgraced, becomes more consumed with anger and despair than on the day of Arafah. Because the lifelong effort of shaitan to deviate this insan, for him to go on the road towards Jahannam, such is the rain of mercy that occurs on the day of Arafah, that from a shaitani perspective, his lifelong effort is wiped away in one day. The extent to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and frees the sea or horde of humanity that their entire lives were, they had destroyed, they were on the road to Jahannam, yet on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away their sins. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Salafi Saliheen, Ulama-i Kiram have mentioned various incidents with regards to the day of Arafah, Aqwal of the Aslaf. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah says that on the day of Arafah, جِئْتُ إِلَى سُفْيَانَ الثَّوْرِي أَشِيَةَ عَرَفَةَ. I came to Sufyan Thawri رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ جَاثٍ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْ. I saw him sitting on his knees. وَعِنَاهُ تَهْمَلَان. His eyes were brimming over with tears. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ. He turned towards me. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. I said to him, مَنْ أَسْبَهُ هَذَا الْجَمْعِ حَالًا. Ajeeb question he asked him. What was the question? That who is the most unfortunate person on this day? Who is the most unfortunate person on this day of Arafah? Abdullah bin Mubarak says, I asked this question from Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah. Now, if we stop at this point, what would we expect the answer to be? The most unfortunate person is that person whose du'as are not accepted, whose tawbah is not accepted, whose repentance is not accepted, etc. But what answer does he give? He says, the most unfortunate person on this day of Arafah, الَّذِي يَظُنُّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ, is that person who even for 1 second thinks that Allah won't forgive him. Not the one who is not forgiven, but the one who thinks that Allah won't forgive him. That is the most unfortunate person of this on this day. Such is the sweeping manner of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Arafah. It's mentioned about Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, annahu nadhara ila nashijin nas wa bukaihim ashiyata arafah. He saw the sobbing, the crying, the beseeching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the people on the day of Arafah. And he said, araaytum law anna haula isaru ila rajulin fasa'aluhu daniqan, yani sudus dirham. He said, I have a question for you. If these people had to go to someone and they had to ask him to give them one danik, go to a wealthy man and beg him and beseech him for one danik. Now what is one danik? 1/6 of a dirham. In other words, the currency of the time, it's a paltry sum, 1/6 of a dirham. If they had to ask someone, akana yarudduhum, he's a very wealthy person, he's got no shortage. Someone came and asked him for 1/6 of a dirham, do you think that he will reject them and not give it to them? They said, no, obviously. So he said, wallahi, lal maghfiratu inda Allah ahwanu min ijabati rajulin lahum bidani. He says, today I take qasam on Allah, Allah's handing out of maghfirat and forgiveness on this day of Arafah is greater than a wealthy man parting with 1/6 of a dirham. Such is the sweeping extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Arafah. Unfortunately, many of us, our deen has become rituals, what we call rasam and riwaj. The haqiqat, the reality, the soul, the essence of it has come out. Question we have to ask ourselves, what is the haqiqat of the day of Arafah? What is maqsood, what is desired through the day of Arafah? That lesson is not only specific to the Hujjaj. That is a lesson that applies to each and every one of us. It's a universal lesson. And ulama say, if you want to understand what is the haqiqat and reality of the day of Arafah, you have to turn the clock back to the first two Hajis. The first two Hajis that gathered on the plains of Arafah. And that was the father and mother of humanity, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. They were the first two Hajis that gathered on the plains of Arafah. And what was the takeaway or the lesson from that gathering? That 40 years, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The cry of the father of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, that, oh our Rabb, we have oppressed our souls. If you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be amongst the losers. So they say the haqiqat and reality and sabaq of the day of Arafah is Tawbah, repentance. And Tawbah and repentance is not Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah forgive me, but actual Tawbah, actual repentance, and yada' sayyi'a ma kana alayhi min al-amal, to bring about some sort of change in our lives. So they say the haqiqat, reality of the day of Arafah is to ask Allah for forgiveness and to have this determination to change our lives. Because such is Allah Ta'ala's mercy on this day, and such is the requirement of Arafah, maghfirat, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min yawmin akthar min an yu'tiqa Allahu fihi abadan min an-nar min yawmi Arafah. There is no day in the entire year. There is no day in the entire year in which Allah frees more people from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. This doesn't only refer to the Hujjaj. This is a general declaration of Rasulullah. There is no day in the entire year in which Allah Ta'ala frees more people from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah mentions the call and the dua of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to the dua of the day of Arafah, where Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, and he says that every day, Allah's mercy is such that every day in the year there is a certain number of people that Allah Ta'ala emancipates and frees from Jahannam. But on the day of Arafah, that is the day in which Allah frees the most souls from Jahannam. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, having introduced this day in that manner, he said, فَأَكْثِرْ فِيهِ. So increase in this day of Arafah. Increase on the 9th of Zulhijjah this dua, أَنْ تَقُولَ Allahumma a'tiq raqabati مِنَ النَّارِ. Allahumma a'tiq raqabati min an-nar. O Allah, free my soul from Jahannam. Ya Allah, free my body from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. In other words, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ask Allah for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And Ali radiallahu anhu also would ask, wa awsi' li min ar-rizqil halal. And increase halal sustenance upon me. Rasul, the divide of Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayru dua, the best dua, the most effective dua, the most virtuous dua, dua u yawmi Arafah, is the dua of the day of Arafah. Obviously this question many are asking, that one, we know that from a Saudi Arabian perspective, 9th of Zulhijjah is occurring today. The Hujjaj will gather on the plains of Arafah. South African perspective, 9th of Zulhijjah for us is tomorrow. So the actual virtue of what we are supposed to be doing is on Friday. That is, this year will be on Friday, the 9th of Zulhijjah. This is logical. Allah Ta'ala is above time. We cannot use the parameters of our intellect to understand the concepts of Shariat. Allah is above time, Allah is above space. It's not possible geographically for everyone throughout the world. For example, if you take it from an Australian perspective, if you were going to say now, because of technological advancement, we know exactly when the Hajis are gathering on Arafah, and that is the time of the wukuf, for example. If you were in Australia and there's a 9-hour lag in time, when is Arafah there? Is it going to be now that 9 hours ago, they, even when it is the day before, they are going to now try and imitate the Hujjaj and gather on the plains of Arafah? Obviously that's not possible, it's not logical. Our Fajr in Makkah, Zohar in Makkah, maybe ours is 1 hour difference, other places 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours difference. So because of that, we will follow the Islamic calendar of wherever we are. And when it comes to the day, these first 10 days, first 9 days of Zulhijjah, يَعْدِلُ صِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ. Rasulullah said, the fast of each of these days is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. The ibadat of the night is equivalent to standing on the night of Laylatul Qadr, on the night of Qadr. On the day of Arafah particularly, in our South African context, the 9th of Zulhijjah, that is tomorrow, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sawmu yawmi Arafah, sawmu yawmi Arafah, ahtasibu ala Allah an tukaffira as-sanata allati qablahu wallati ba'dahu." He said, "The fasting of the day of Arafah, I have hope in Allah that Allah will forgive the past year's sins." The year that has passed, that we can understand. Allah will wipe away the sins of 1 year. Whether we will live for another year, we don't know. Yet, such is the virtue of the fast of the day of Arafah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the past year's sins and the future year's sins, 2 years' sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away and forgive by fasting on the day of Arafah. What is the maqsood and objective? Is to imitate. Imitate the Hujjaj. Tere mahbub ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya hu. Haqiqat, isi haqiqat isko tu hi kar de. Main surat leke aya hu. It wasn't possible for every one of us to go for Hajj. But at least imitate. Like the poet says that, "Oh my Rab, I am imitating your beloved. For you to make it a reality is very, very easy. I have brought the surat, the outward appearance, you make it into a reality." So, the day of Arafah, this comes once a year. It's a very, very mubarak and a great opportunity for us. As much time as possible to spend in the masjid. Imitate the ibadat of Arafah. It's a time to spend in dua. Khairu dua, dua yawmi Arafah. The best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. It's a day of acceptance, a day of tawbah, day of seeking maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should try as far as possible to fast on the day of Arafah. Particularly those who have not gone for Hajj. At least let us make this little bit himmat and effort. Allah give us tawfiq.